You know, one of the things that I love about your book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is that in reading the book, I get a chance to hear from professional people who know what it takes to help our children succeed as athletes. But I also get to hear from parents who know what it is to help their children succeed as from the parents' perspective. And of course, with you, Professor Zartman, we have both the professional and the parent who works with athletes.
Exactly. Exactly. I tend to be a real emotional person. You know, I'm kind of a type A. And so when my kids, both, you know, two daughters, both undersized, when they decided they wanted to play volleyball, I went, oh, gosh, you know, because I kind of flashed back on everything it took me to get to where I was. And I went, I don't know if I want them to have to come through that. But we started a club and, got some kids in that were their ages and started helping them out, which was really, really fun, especially initially. And as the kids got more competitive, obviously, you know, the problems became, we started having more problems with some parents going in and out. But what I remember the most was when my kids were playing for other coaches or when my kids were playing other sports, because, you know, when you coach your kids, and my husband and I were pretty good. We didn't put all that undue pressure on our kids. We treated them like everybody else, and, you know, because we loved our kids. We didn't bring anything home. But when I was watching my kids playing for other coaches, for other sports, it was hard because I could not help. I was just sitting there. Yes. I cared deeply about what was going on. And so I was a lot of times very stressed out. And the one time that I remember the most, you're going to die laughing. I don't know if you saw this in the book, but my daughter was on a softball team. And she was, you know, she was just an average player. I think she played out in right field or something. And, you know, this was at grammar school. And one day their pitcher got hurt and couldn't play. And so the coach goes, well, who wants to pitch today? And so my daughter raises her hand, I'll pitch. I went, oh, my God. She walked out there on the mound, and from the first, I went, oh, my God, is Terry pitching? And her first pitch, it became apparent. She knew nothing about pitching. The ball was going all over the place. Everybody was in danger of getting hit by a wild pitch. But she just kept going. The coach did not take her out. They just kept walking around the bases. And my daughter was just so focused and just kept. And I was in agony. I'm just going, oh, my God, please take her out. So I understand. I know what it feels like.
I tell you, I can only try to imagine how you were just tied up in knots watching your daughter out there. Who's going to be her first casualty?
And the coach wouldn't take her out. I was going, oh, my God, please, God.
So when it was all over, did he tell you what his rhyme and reason were, why he didn't take her out?
No one else wanted a pitch. He goes, your daughter is so strong emotionally. I go, but she can't pitch. Please don't do that again. I can't watch that.
I'll tell you what, and I got to take my hat off to your daughter, because I'm going to tell you, I would have been ready to ask the coach to take me off that pitcher's mound, put me some back in the field. She hung in there.
She stayed out there and hung in there. I'm like, oh, my God.
So when you talk with her again, please tell her that I personally take my hat off to her, even though that was a while back.
Okay, I will. I'll tell her.
So she's fortunate to have a mother and a father, because, of course, your husband coached, and you two get it. You know what this is about. But you were sharing that there are quite a few people who, unfortunately, don't get it. And one of the areas that you mentioned is that it has to do with training in the right amount. In fact, trying to avoid overtraining.
Right, right. Now, these days, people are specializing. Kids are specializing too early in one sport. Mm. I think when they're young, they should be able to, you know, play different sports and see the ones that they like. But we have kids specializing now as young as like 6 and 7. They just play one sport, and then they get on these travel teams. And instead of just having practice once a week, now it's 4 times a week. Instead of 1 hour, 3 hours at a time. And, you know, and it just becomes too much overtraining. And they don't, and then their life becomes unbalanced. Unless they are just totally obsessed by a sport and that's what they know that they want, they need to have a little more balance in their life. And along with that, you know, overwhelming in terms of, because, yeah, a lot of these club teams, they want to win championships, and so they're going to practice longer. They're going to have the kids get individualized training. They're going to take them to all these tournaments. And, injuries come along with that, you know, because, you know, their bodies are still growing. They're not getting the rest they need. A lot of times they're not getting the nutrients they need. You know, it's just too much. And, you know, so these kids, and instead of it being fun and a chance to do as well as they can, they're under the gun all the time to try to play better and win these championships, and they don't have time to do anything else. And along with that comes the cost. I am shocked as to how much it costs for these kids to play in some of these clubs and travel teams. My sport is volleyball. And we get people calling all the time just saying, what club would you recommend? And I'm sitting there just going, you know, from what I've heard, there's very few I would recommend, because I've seen they bring in all these kids. They typically will charge $5,000 up front. And that doesn't even, say that the kid's going to play.
Wow.
So the kid might just be a bench warmer, $5,000. And, so there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. These parents are paying that. And so no wonder a lot of these parents are putting pressure on their kids to be better, because it's costing them a fortune.
And they want to get a return on their investment.
Exactly, exactly. When my husband and I coached our club team, we coached it for 12 years, people thought we were crazy, but my husband and I just wanted to do it because we wanted to, you know, teach these kids how to play. We didn't charge anything except for our expenses. And a lot of people didn't think we were very good because, you know, we weren't charging a lot. And other people thought we were an elitist club, which we weren't. And but we ended up winning 4 national titles, and we didn't charge a dime.
That is amazing. I read that in your book. That is so amazing that you all were beating a lot of the teams where the parents were shelling out big bucks. And so the money doesn't necessarily guarantee success.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, parents are so used to getting a return on investment, you know, and when it looks like they're not going to get one, a lot of times they turn their frustration on their kid. That is so sad for the kid. Imagine the kid feeling bad because mommy and daddy is paying all this money for me and I'm not cutting it.
Wow. What a guilt trip that could put on that child. Ladies and gentlemen, again, our guest, yours and mine, is Professor Sharkey Zartman, coach and athlete extraordinaire. She and I'll be right back.